Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I don't normally pay much attention to things that don't directly affect me. During the presidential campaign, Trump chanted, "Build the wall." That got a lot of traction. Lock her up, build the wall, catchy campaign slogans. The wall seemed to me like an expensive and ineffective way to deal with real problems of immigration, more of a symbol than a solution. And then Trump added, "And Mexico will pay for the wall." There you go. No longer affects me. So for 2 years, Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate, but there was no progress on the wall. I assumed the Republicans viewed the wall as a slogan, too. If there'd been Republican support for it, seems like it would have happened. Fast forward to last fall. Democrats-Republicans seemed to agree on a $1.3 billion increase for border security. But Trump demands $5 billion for the wall, says he'll gladly shut down the federal government to get it. He welcomed a shutdown. And here we are, 3 weeks into a partial government shutdown. Tomorrow is the first payday that will be skipped for people who have nothing to do with the wall. That seems like poor business management, but I'm sure that's viewed as a plus for some Trump supporters. Government's too big, and besides, it's not your paycheck, right? And if you don't plan to go to a national park anytime soon, it doesn't affect you, right? So Trump's tantrum has produced overflowing toilets, but no wall. And please note his $5 billion is coming from American taxpayers, not the Mexican government. Bingo. Now it affects me. Trump tried a pee and shell game explanation that money saved in his proposed trade agreements with Mexico would pay for the wall. That agreement is proposed, not passed, and if realized, those savings would go to American businesses, not the wall account. Immigration reform and border security, yes, please, but a wall will not achieve either of those. The conservative Cato Institute has called Trump's wall idea impractical, expensive, and ineffective. Most immigrants do not sneak across the border. They overstay their visas. Drugs are smuggled in by vehicles through existing points of entry. Some aircraft do smuggle drugs across unfenced borders, but how high is this wall anyway? The border with Mexico is about 2,000 miles long, and 650 miles of it are already fenced. Portions that are not fenced include mountains, reservoirs, and areas with no easy access by foot or car. These areas are patrolled by drones. In my opinion, a wall will cost a lot and achieve little. If my opinion frustrates you, well, there's a GoFundMe account set up for private citizens to donate directly to the wall. You can find it at this link. They've raised over $19 million towards the $5 billion goal. You can put your money where your mouth is, and yeah, maybe Mexico will pay you back. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.